stack, and we made fast work of stabilizing the display. Thanks, though I think I'm the one who's supposed to be assisting. My voice trailed off as I finally moved away from the display and turned to the customer. And it was trouble, all right. 6 feet and a couple hundred pounds of solid muscle of the worst kind of trouble. Milo? Milo Leonetti did not belong in any game shop, ever. I couldn't even picture him reading a comic book or shuffling trading cards. And I didn't care what the problem was, no way would he let himself be seen at the Nerd Superstore, as he and his jock friends had dubbed the place in high school. Nothing good could come of him being here. Yeah, I need... To involve me in your latest stunt? Or are you here to gawk at the gamers? I stared him down, all chipperness erased from my tone. Luckily, the shop was pretty slow for a Sunday in winter. There were a few random games going on at the tables in back, but no one was milling about the front part of the store to witness whatever the heck Milo had planned. I'm not here as a joke. Milo stepped close enough to the counter that I could smell his sporty aftershave. Even his body products were strictly jocks only, and damn whatever part of me that found the scent appealing. Oh, our restrooms are for customers only. Need a gag gift? It was the only other reason I could think of for why he'd even set foot in here. No, I need you. For what? I demanded. Even as some rogue electrical pulse zoomed up my spine, the words bounced right off my rigid torso. He was about 8 years too late. 4 of them a miserable high school eternity, and college hadn't softened my stance toward all things Milo one bit. His eyes narrowed. You do work here, right? I do. Folding my arms in front of my red work t-shirt, I stopped just short of waving my employee keys in his face. He might have been less smug than usual, but I was no happier to see him than I had been back in school. Then, as now, the sight of him heading my way was enough to get all my muscles tensing. Red alert, trouble incoming. Good. Then you can help me. He shifted his weight from foot to foot. His tongue darted out to lick at his lower lip in the same nervous gesture he'd had since forever. And in that moment, he wasn't a bad high school memory, but rather the little kid who'd spent hours building complicated Lego structures with me. I miss that kid, far more than I'd give him the satisfaction of seeing. Come on, out with it, what do you need? He took a deep breath, shoulders rolling back. I need a complete set of frog court cards and foil. I laughed, like full-out, whole-body chuckles, a few tears short of being a human emoji. When I'd recovered enough to speak, I couldn't stop shaking my head. Tell me another one. Who put you up to this? Luther? James? Both of Milo's sidekicks were too stupid to know much about rare cards from the hugely popular Odyssey game, but this was the type of stunt they'd relished back in school. Send a dupe in with a ridiculous ask, embarrassing the requester and wasting the time of everyone involved. No, I'm serious. Milo held up his broad hands. Even in bulky winter wear, he managed to look ready to star in an Italian car ad. His short, dark hair was neatly trimmed, and he'd recently shaved. He didn't look to be drunk, hungover, or otherwise impaired, but no way was this anything other than some frat boy dare. Uh-huh. Well, unless you have a spare 5 to 10 grand and a burning desire to go treasure hunting, it's not happening. Not here. Arthur's had this place for years now, and I know for a fact he's never seen a complete set of all 4 cards, especially not in foil. 10 grand? Milo paled as he gulped. I need those cards. The money and a hunt, I corrected him. They're not simply out there on the open market for the taking. Those are a serious collector's item, and people spend years looking to find a matched set. Milo's eyes squished shut. Damn it! Hate to tell you, but if someone made you promise the cards, they're having you on. Despite everything that had passed between us over the years, I actually felt for the guy a little. It sucked to be on the losing end of a prank, as I well knew. I lost him. Milo went from pale to greenish-gray, and for a second, I worried I'd be cleaning up puke next, especially when he swallowed hard. You lost what? Bruno's cards. Milo's voice was low and pained,